This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, Nico. How did he not win Worst Take of the Week? Every Friday at 9 a.m., Pepe, I heard that you and RJ Choppy voted against Nico saying fortune favors the bold? What?
Fortune favors the bold.
He didn't win Worst Take for that?
He didn't.
Nope.
I voted for him. The Fantex didn't vote for him. The Fantex voted for Joy Taylor.
And what did she...
She said,
sleep with
Caitlin is, she said Caitlin Clark is nothing without Angel Reese, basically.
Is nothing without Angel
That's
Reese?
Essentially what she said.
That
or not nothing.
Butter skin.
But she said that she became what she did because of Angel Reese, which I kind of defended that take a little.
Yeah.
Not she became what she did. It had nothing to do with her talent or anything else.
It leveled up. Like if I swerve this morning on 30. And I become paralyzed. I'm paralyzed because of that car that was in front of me that I'm swerving from. Yeah, Angel Reese.
Dylan Brooks and Lance Stevenson but they were irritants to people.
Yeah.
And that made people want to watch more.
Yes.
That's all I mean, is that they had tension that people wanted to watch more. Not that it was like she somehow pushed her to upper game. It wasn't Magic Bird even, or like, wow, these two stars go. It was from the irritation standpoint, yes. Wanted to see it.
Yes.
And so from that, she played the heel role.
Yeah.
And really leaned into it. Yeah, that created, and so I don't think it's totally off. I still think it was bad.
Yeah.
But there's no defending what Nico said.
No. Fortune favors the bold. That scares me. And then he made another comment Friday in the Cooper Flag press conference that scares me even more. And we'll get to it in a second. Let's hear from the number one pick first. Here he is being asked about being in a very rare situation. You're not in Washington. You're not in Utah. All the attention in the world, all the focus, and all the pressure is not going to be on you to carry things.
I think it's a blessing. Like you said, a lot of people in this position or the situation aren't, you know, granted this opportunity. So I just feel really blessed and grateful for the situation I've been given. And I'm just looking forward to being a sponge, you know, just getting down here. I'm excited to just learn, soak it all in and learn from the guys that are older and have been through it all before.
As you told me before the show, last week I was asking you about Tolo hype and buzz and y'all taking phone calls and was it crazy with the YouTube numbers and the text messages? And you're like, no, it was nothing extra crazy because this was just being made official. This was confirmation. In watching and listening to Flag and all the stuff you have to go through and the press conferences and the draft night interviews and his mannerisms, did you take anything new from him last week?
Yeah, I thought that little side eye when McMahon asked him about replacing Luka, and everybody thought Luka was going to be here. He did this like side eye to Nico and then looked straight and then side eyed it again. And he was like smirking. I thought that was funny. I was like, man, that's for a guy that has showed he will purge those who disagree with him. It's knowing your spot and knowing how secure you are that you can't do that. But I was like, can we get a chuckle from some of you in the media there? That was funny. Like, y'all are going to give him nothing for that. But I thought he was impressive. There was
seems like well put together.
Yeah.
He can handle himself.
Yeah, like he seems ready for the moment.
Gets it.
Yeah, he's ready for the moment. He seems measured, mature, all of that. There was actually a really... I was curious to see how much did he seem like he was actually embracing the opportunity. ESPN had a story last week where they were breaking down what had gone on. I'm trying to see who all the... Baxter Holmes wrote this. It was basically a breakdown of this is what was going on inside Mavs headquarters when they won the lottery. This is what was going on in the circle of Cooper Flagg when they won the lottery. And you remember we were talking about, like, did he look happy when they won? It was hard to tell if he did.
Right.
He apparently didn't look happy because he didn't know what to think. So they had, like, talked to the family, and the family was like, we were getting texts immediately from people saying, is this okay with you? Are you guys going to be okay with this one? And they were just like, we have no reaction right now because we know nothing about them. We've done nothing to research them because we didn't think they were getting the pick. And so they're like, this is one of the teams we just didn't even have in our head. And so it was hearing them that they went through an evaluation process of trying to figure out if they were happy, and then they decided they were. I was interested to see how he handled that when he was up there in front of the media. And he didn't seem like he was unhappy to be here. So I think it's genuine, but there was at least a point where they were a little conflicted in, like, evaluating, are we happy with this?
One more clip from Cooper, Cuppa. As the Joneses would say, Cooper. Before Nico steps in it again, here's Cooper Flagg. This is for you, Kevin Hagelin, on how Duke prepared him for this.
Yeah, I think, being able to go to Duke and be under that spotlight, it's kind of a good preparation. And then even nowadays with the NIL era and stuff like that, college kids are kind of under a bigger microscope than ever. So I think it's a great preparation, honestly, for me to kind of come to the next level, and I've had a year to kind of deal with a lot of that stuff in the media and all that different stuff. So I think it's just great for me to kind of have that year of preparation.
All right, now let's get to it. I think it was Nui, who asked Nico whether this moment right here can help repair the relationship, the broken relationship with Mavs fans. This is Jason Kidd and Nico, and good gosh, he did it again.
Yeah, I think so. I think it will help. Most importantly, I think it just, we're in win now mode, and we have a really good team, and Cooper adds to that. So I think the fans finally start to see the vision.
What vision? What vision? Your vision in no way, shape, or form could have been having the number one pick. Stop acting like this was in your bag.
Fortune favors the bold.
Which one's worse?
Man. I don't know, because this is one.
They can finally start seeing the vision? Dude, well, just say we got freaking lucky. Is there any other way to interpret this? Is there any other way to give him a break? If I brought in defense attorney RJ Choppy, better called Chop, is there what?
No.
How?
Fortune favors the bold. One, that one initially, we had talked about this last week.
I think the vision is worse.
He's saying, with fortune favors the bold, he's saying the universe rewarded me. Like it's not, there was no luck involved. This is what happens when you show courage in the face of doubt or whatever. Like the universe said, you deserve this. Like, which is the most narcissistic thing I've ever heard in my life. There's that aspect of it.
And that's coming from Bobby.
This one is really bad in just another way. This one's a little more like demeaning, I think, to fans. Like, do you understand now? You got to trust dad. If you trust dad, you'll see it all in the end. This is you're the kid who thinks my rules are stupid. But then when you grow up, you went, oh, dad, I see your wisdom now.
So yes. I think the fans finally start to see the vision.
So this is condescending towards fans. The other's just impossibly narcissistic. So I don't know. They're both awful. And this was the biggest concern we talked about the day after when they won the lottery.
You guys going to vote Molly Kiram as worst takeover this Friday at 9, Pepe?
Maybe. Well, I'm off Friday.
This reminds
me. Finally, I'll get Ross.
This reminds me that, like, when you've got him talking the way he does and the way that he's operating, it's, we had said right after the lottery happened that the biggest concern here is they didn't feel it enough. They didn't learn enough. They got a little.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Taste of what of the blowback from it, but that they needed to feel this for longer.
The
repercussions for what he did. And their PR response, the lottery win stopped. That basically, not that it stopped it, but that it, in his mind thinks we're good now.
Yeah,
it's like no, you're not. You need to understand that you're not good, and you've really screwed something up here. And that's the thing is that he basically touched the stove, burned his hand, and then somebody was right there immediately to put aloe on it, and then he's like, oh, that wasn't that bad. I can do that.
Yeah,
it's like no, like it's the Woody Johnson effect that The Athletic wrote about, where he was right. Or he basically had something that he looked at as confirmation, and so now he doesn't think anybody can question it.
And then Bobby was asking in the commercial break, do you think it's more just arrogance, defiance? And my big worry is intelligence. it really is. Like, is that arrogant, Tolos, or is that stupidity? What do you do? Part of the vision, you finally start seeing the vision of a 1.8% chance that I factored in to getting Cooper Flagg and the team that we're going to have out there. And this goes back to the Mavs fans saying, I don't want to see him rewarded. This goes back to you, Bobby Belt, saying, I don't want to see him rewarded. I don't want to root against the Mavs, but I don't want to see Nico get his praise.
I mean, it's like you deal with this in like people's lives. You said it all the time. You needed your DUI. You needed that to understand, like, I can't, there's fallout from this. You can't do this. Nico is, like, basically was given a DUI, and then they dismissed it on some technicality. Well, the cop technically didn't pull you over. You didn't get Mirandized or something.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, okay, well, then I can go out there and do it again. Like, I mean, look, the universe clearly didn't want me to get a DUI, so that was just bad luck. Yeah. I'll go ahead and do it again.
He's acting like he's, like, the chosen one. He's acting like he's been blessed.
Very messianic.
By the GM gods. What are the Tolos saying?
Guys, on the fan text, 214 says Nico acts like AD isn't made of glass. 817 says 1.8% vision. 321 says his vision was trading Luka for the first overall pick.
Well, if you believe in the conspiracy, then I'll apologize to Nico.
That's we got three or four texts out here that are saying what this was Nico accidentally tattling on the NBA and saying it was rigged. Because he's telling you he knew he was getting it.
Okay. All right. Here's Cooper Flagg and Jason Kidd. And which one's worse? Fortune favors the bold, or now you can finally start seeing the vision? It is condescending. Holy S, is it condescending.
214, you never want to give Nico credit. Just give Nico his credit. So, yeah, I guess we're supposed to give. Anybody else says let Luka go, please. 214 says that. So,
Cooper Flagg and Kidd on what he can bring. We talk about the Brian Schottenheimer culture. What about the Mavs culture?
Yeah, I think obviously something that's talked a lot about is, you know, being a two-way guy. The culture of playing both sides of the ball, playing really hard, making the right plays all the time. So I think that's something that I'm able to do, you know, at a high level, just make the right plays and play both sides of the ball.
I think when you talk about the culture, about winning, as he's just brought up, you know, he's going to do whatever it takes to win. He might have 10 points one night and two steals, but just understanding that it's all about the W's. And so the culture here in Mavs land is about winning, and it's about winning a championship.
I saw you guys last week do a topic. I saw the headline. I didn't listen to the whole thing or even a minute of it. What would the stat line have to be? Did you go with a stat line or just fill in the blank of what Flag rookie success is?
No, basically what we'd gone in is we were talking about the idea of just like if he performs at this level, if he gives you this, is that okay? It was in a broader context of like what does he have to be? Because if he was a five-time All-Star throughout his career, people are going to say probably he was a disappointment.
Yeah.
Like because there's been so much hype. And so it was more just about the baseline of what does he have to become in order for it to be a slam dunk. Because I think right now, honestly, the hype has gotten a little out of control to the point where it's going to be really difficult for him not to be viewed as underperforming it.
I'm thinking 15-5-5 I'd be happy with.
Yeah, as a rookie?
Yeah.
I think
if he scored 15, that may be a tad bit much with the rest of the talent on this roster. But 15-5-5, I agree with Jason Kidd. I don't think the stat line is going to blow you away rookie season. He's going to be a poor, poor, poor man, Scottie Pippen, in my opinion.
Well, and so
we
had talked about Pippen is what we
and this team is a contender.
Pippen is what we had invoked. So if you've got Pippen at the very height of his career, like in his prime, when he was asked to be the primary scorer,
contender if Kyrie can walk,
when he was asked to be the primary scorer for the Bulls while Jordan was out, and he was in his prime, at that point Pippen averaged 22 points a game. That's probably Cooper Flagg. Like when you look at what he's set up to be.
He ain't scoring 32 like Luka.
Right. That's probably him. And so if that's the case, are you happy with 22-8-5 for his career? I think most people would be happy with it, but would they go, that's not quite what I thought I was getting?
All right, we got a brand new concert ticket giveaway for you, turning it on, leaving it on. That is what Tolo stands for. Jake Rietma in studio, the human cappuccino, to get you ready for the Dallas Stars' next head coach. But George Pickens got a win over the weekend. We'll take you inside the Star, also on the home of the Dallas Cowboys, with Sean and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.